Hockey was conspicuously missing in the multi-sport BC Winter Games in Quesnel last month. So when the area was finished hosting the province for those events, they turned around and invited BC to come for the hockey as well. West Fraser Centre opened its doors for the U15 Tier 3 BC Hockey Provincial Championship, and the home team didn't just dump it in and skate to the bench. The host Thunder made it all the way to the medal games, with a loud fan presence in the stands and a solid volunteer base to welcome the scores of visitors from all corners of the province. The co-chairs of the tournament were Joel Harvey and Brian Inwood. Both said they went into the event with worries, but came out with smiles. Being right after the BC Winter Games, we were worried we would have trouble getting community support, but everyone was amazing, said Harvey, profusely thanking the volunteers and sponsors. BC Hockey rotates communities to host the championship tournaments for the different age groups and different population groups. When it's your district's turn, the organization, Quesnel and District Minor Hockey Association, has to agree to take it on. If not, another organization or district can choose to host, Harvey explained. Brian and I agreed to be on the host committee and take on hosting the U15 Tier 3 provincials, as realistically it will be the only time our kids have the opportunity to host provincials at home. 9 teams came for the event: Dawson Creek, Terrace, Prince George, Kelowna, Sunshine Coast, New Westminster, Powell River, Nelson, and the hosts. The Thunder rolled through the round-robin portion, defeating Kelowna, Terrace, and Sunshine Coast, only dropping their matchup with Nelson. It meant Quesnel was in the enviable host position of making it to the 4-team playoffs, playing 2 games on the final day. First, Quesnel dropped the opening game versus New Westminster. The loser was sent the bronze medal game, the winner to the gold-silver tilt. In the other preliminary playoff game, Powell River lost to Nelson, so that set up a bronze medal matchup on home ice between Quesnel and Powell River. It was not to be a medal year for the Thunder, dropping that matchup. Meanwhile, New Westminster defeated Nelson for the gold. The Fair Play Award went to the Sunshine Coast team for a criteria involving fewest penalty minutes, behavior on the ice, and even off-ice conduct at the rink and around the community. For their good character, they received a specially built trophy depicting a tree processor holding a hockey stick on a log crosscut base. It was sponsored by Inland Trucks and Equipment and made by Conquest Projects, proprietor artist Aaron Harder. "It's beautiful," Harvey said. "It was to represent our community and hockey." Harvey also added, "All the players seemed to have a good time at the event." Some volunteers that deserve an extra shout-out would be Crystal and Dave Beaudry, who ran the score clock, did the score keeping and announcing for every single game. Jordan Cronbush played the music for every game and helped set up the opening ceremonies with me. All of the parents from the Quesnel U15 Thunder team worked security for the event and helped make sure all the teams and officials were taken care of. Read more. Quesnel hosts U15 Hockey Pro Vs. Read more. A trophy and AC for Quesnel's Wrangler.